Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. We do have rain moving in, just so you know, and we need it. It could be arriving any time now, and probably stay with us for a day or so and get everything nice and watered again and blooming. Maybe take us through into October with a few flowers and blades of grass. That would be nice. It really would. It would be really, really nice. There's a lot of stuff that is going on as we speak, and one of the things that's coming up is the Wilder Symposium, People First Democracy, and we're going to get Governor Wilder to talk about that, but I also want to get his assessment, on a number of things, including the giant pay raise for the president of VCU. I love the Gov, and former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is joining us. Mr. Governor, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always good being with you, and it's good to hear the numbers of people that I hear from that listen to you. Oh. And all the best. Good to be with you again.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's start with something really, really positive, and that is the Wilder School, this symposium about people first. You had a great piece about that, talking about voters and who we really are as Virginians.
Jeff, I'm glad you brought that up. We are having it tomorrow at the Singleton Center at VCU. From 5 to 7, and I would like people to come early because it's going to be a good crowd. We're going to be having as our moderators Larry Sabato, Bob Oldsworth, Robin McDougall is likewise going to be participating. She runs our polling for us at the school, and of course we'll be joined by our great dean, Susan Gooden. So I look forward to it. I'm very encouraged by what I hear in terms of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about elections.
Right.
2024, really.
Yeah.
But we'll be projecting into 2025. And we're going to be talking about the real things that we should be speaking of and the issues, as well as the undue influence of money and many of the things that we're going to be talking about. I hear from people directly. I want them to hear from this, what I call, extremely well expert in what they do, a group of people, the moderators.
Well, Governor, one of the things that always stood out about you is that you traveled to every single part of our beloved Commonwealth. You talked with real people. And every time that you and I have chatted on the air or off the air, I mean, you've talked about the people of Virginia. I don't think I've ever heard you really mention the party affinity of anyone.
Jeff, you'd be surprised at the people that resonate. The exact thing you said. I go into a restaurant, or I go to a place, and sometimes someone will holler out all over the restaurant, "You're the only Democrat I've ever voted for." Or I holler out from people who say, "I feel I can talk to you." Yeah. I get letters from people and young people all over the country, all over the world. I am wanting to continue to express the need for people to be involved, the engagement of people. Don't ask them to vote for you. Give them a reason for them to vote for you. Don't tell them what you want to do. What have you done? Yeah. Don't tell them that you haven't done it because this or the other. What stopped you from doing it? And that's why, in many instances, as you've referenced in the op-ed pieces, I speak to what it was that was able to get done, or I was able to get done.
Yeah.
I had people to oppose me, and then they came around not only supporting me, but putting in the bills with me to get them passed. That's what I call looking to the people, connecting with the people, and keeping them uppermost in our mind.
Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is joining us. Governor, do you get the sense that I mean, part of the your ability to do that, of course, is your personality. And I swear I'm not sucking up. You're just a good guy. You're a brilliant man, and you're able to bring people into the conversation. Do we have a Doug Wilder in 2024?
They may be.
Yeah.
My point is, they could never be discovered until they step forth.
Yeah.
Don't let people tell you what you can't do. Step forth. That's why I enjoyed so much being in Hopewell at your event, Politics and Pints. Yesterday I was at an event. A friend of mine had an oyster roast nearby, and people came up referencing that particular instance in which standing room only, people asking questions, and the engagement.
Yeah.
And I reminded the people, I said, well, the only thing that was going bad with that is that Jeff Katz says that I've influenced his two boys too much, particularly the one of them.
I'm going to have to tell you off the air where the oldest son is working. You will get a big smile even as the points of my mouth start turning down. But, you...
Give him my regards.
You have had an undue influence.
God bless you, friend.
Oh, my God. Governor, let me ask you about the, I hesitate to bring it up, but I have to. The president of ECU, Michael Rao, scored himself a 16% pay increase. And just so you know, I talked to everybody that I know. I've yet to meet anyone who got a 16% pay increase. What exactly did he do at VCU that's worthy of all this money?
Threw away $73 million and possibly to exceed $100 million with no explanation to anyone as to where it went, why it went, and what he needed to do to correct it. Hmm. Not only that, wanting to spend more money for these other kinds of things. But here's what the problem is in that instance, Jeff. Who is responsible for that? Who approves that? Who allows that to go on and say, those people who are elected allow that to come from the governor down to the Board of Visitors. They allow that to happen. And the people, I can tell you, can't stand it. They hate it. I talk with them. They talk with me. Maybe we can influence some people to finally stand up for the people.
I don't understand why it is so hard for anyone. And again, you and I are talking about, this is not about Democrat or Republican or this or that or tall or short. Man, if you waste $100 million of taxpayer money, somebody ought to call you out on it.
Well, if you are involved with wanting to be approved and reappointed and smiled upon, you don't do that. When I've ever run for office, my only concern was doing what I could do while I was there. If I got reelected, fine. If I didn't, I wanted to do the best possible job. Yeah. So the question is, and I know that you're not going to be able to get him, you couldn't pay Mike Rao that $73 million to come on your show. He wouldn't show up.
No.
You could get a band of marshals and set up for him. He found a way to get back. And yet you talk about tuition increases.
Yeah.
You want to stop people from protesting. You want to, they have to know what's going on right from the beginning. No, and it's so good for your show to continue, as you do, to let the people know what's going on.
Well, Governor, I'm going to do my best to pop down for the symposium. It'll be late, but to try and get down there tomorrow. I know it's going to be a fantastic turnout. Everybody loves the Gov, and so we love...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Senator, do look for you to be there, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
And it's what I hope you'll see and what I've seen, and I see it every day when I go to the streets. People are saying, thank God. Somebody speaks for us or at least recognizes that there is a need for us to have representation.
Well, and Governor, yeah, you've been doing it for decades, and I'm telling you, I know you keep brushing me off about running again. You're 92, so what? Don't be a slacker. Come on.
Well, forgive me for being laggard in this regard. Always good, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. That is Doug Wilder. And what can I tell you? I say it every time, and people say, well, really? Yeah, I love the Gov. I really do. I think he's a straight shooter.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Great guy. And we'll make sure that everything is up there. I just want to remind you, newsradiowrba.com is where you go. If you missed a part of it, we had a great conversation. There's a great event coming up with the governor. Now, we are also going to be joined at 4:35, Xi Van Vliet. And I hope I am pronouncing her name correctly. If you were with me last Friday, my friend John Reed was here, and John was talking about the Virginia Council. You know, John is the founding chairman of the Virginia Council, and they've done amazing work, incredible work, vital work in our Commonwealth, and they have brought speakers to town that need to be heard. Xi Van Vliet's story is one that needs to be heard, and she is coming to town for the Virginia Council. We'll get the details out about that, and you'll be able to get a feel for her concern. She sees us going down the very, very wrong path, election-wise and politically. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.